Now, joining me today is PRO for the Roscommon Drama Festival, Tom Costello. And he's in to talk to us about the Drama Festival, which is on from Friday the 2nd of March through till Saturday the 10th of March. So, hi, Tom, how are you?
Great.
And thanks for joining me today. So, you're here to talk about the Roscommon Drama Festival. So, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. Well, we're all ready to roll now. And a lot of work has gone into it. We have a great committee here. Caroline Egan is our chairperson, and she's a dynamic leader. And we have got a great committee. We all work very well together. And we're also privileged that we have a tremendously well-equipped art centre. And we have to give credit there to the local authority, you know, because they did put the money into it and they did a real good job on it. And the good news, I believe, is that they're going expanding it even further.
Yes, they are.
And
like
a refurbishment is going to happen. So that's all good news. We had our launch last Wednesday, and the Cathaoirle or the Leyden did the honours down in Áras and Conde, the lovely county buildings. And we had a great gathering there, because this is a real community event, the Drama Festival.
And how long has it been going on in Roscommon, Tom?
Well, we revived it in 2007, and it has been going now for 11 consecutive years since. But there was a long history before that, because the festival ran for 20 consecutive years.
Mm.
And it had to be abandoned because they lost the venue where it used to be staged, which was the old cinema, which later became Rockford.
Yeah.
So when they lost that venue, they didn't have any place to stage it. And it was after the Art Centre was built. And Joe Nelly, who was a dynamic member of our committee, he was the only one on it who would link back to the previous festival committee. And it was Joe's idea, I think he was one of the drivers in the revival of the festival.
Very good. So, and what goes in then to organising a festival like this? I'm presuming it's not a thing that just happens within a few weeks.
Well, it's not, because, first of all, I suppose we are lucky in one way that groups who have come to our festival here and have experienced the lovely facility we have, they're all very anxious to come back. So we are privileged in that we don't have a lot of trouble in putting together a very nice programme, because we get a lot of applications from more groups than we're able to accommodate. And that wouldn't be true of other festival committees. Some festival committees would find it difficult maybe to get their programme in place. But our festival would be booked out well in advance. Then there's the whole, I mean, from the point of view of the committee, there is the whole area around communicating with the groups, setting up the digs, of course, arranging with Avril Doher and the Art Centre. And I have to say, at this point, that Avril and her staff there are top class, and it's so easy to work with them, and they're so helpful. So we communicate with them, and you know, we have to book the nights, and then each of the groups there, they have to communicate there with Steve there, who looks after the likes and that. And then I suppose the whole area around the publicity of the festival, you know, to get the word out there, programme prepared, all our posters up and all of that. And we also run a story writing competition in conjunction with the festival. It's one of the things we want to do is to try and involve young people. And we give the children four titles from the programme, and they can write a story. They don't have to be familiar with the play or anything. It's just to use their own imagination and be creative.
Oh, very good.
And we bring them all together on the night of the launch. And altogether, I think 13 schools took part time. And I'd like to congratulate the overall winner, who was Heather O'Sullivan from Knockcrockery National School. And she wrote a lovely piece. But there was all of the pieces there were lovely. We give a prize, an individual prize, to each school. And then we have the best overall, which was won by Heather O'Culver from Crockery. And we have a forked overall Sixth prize, which this year went to Sinead Connerton from Clontuskert National School. And the second overall Sixth prize went to Chloe McNamara from the Kniske National School. And the forked overall Fifth prize went to Ryan Kingy from Roxburgh National School. And the second overall Fifth prize went to Hazel Kelly from the Kniske National School. So this gets the word out among the, was to the parents as well, that there's a festival happening in Roscommon, and it spreads the word. So at this stage, as I said, we're all ready to roll. Do you want me to take you through the programme?
Yes, what's to come, I suppose, for the next week or so?
Yeah, well, what's to come? Well, first of all, we're hoping that Sabina Higgins, President Higgins' wife, will be able to come down open the festival. Now, Sabina herself has a long history of involvement with drama. She was a professional actor, trained, took part in very well-known productions in Dublin. And when she came back to Galway after meeting and marrying Michael D, she continued her involvement in drama in Galway and had a particular interest in promoting community arts. So we invited her to do the launch, and she was delighted to accept. So hopefully she will be able to make it now with the weather. So we open on Friday with Big Maggie, one of John B. Keane's plays. And it was booked out very early on. One thing about John B. Keane, he certainly draws the crowds still. And it's interesting that almost 60 years ago, the Stoll Amateur Drama Group won the All-Ireland Drama Festival with a little-known play by a little-known playwright at the time. That was Sive by John B. Keane. So it's interesting that almost 60 years later, a play by John B. Is filling our theatre here on opening night. And that play has been done by Cora Finn, Dramatic Society from Cora Finn, County Clare. No, not the Galway Cora Finn, who are making a name for themselves
in the GA field.
So that's our opening play. And then on Sunday night, we have a group from Gorey, County Wexford. And incidentally, if there's a capital of amateur drama in Ireland, it has to be Wexford. Because
really?
I think we have three groups coming from different parts of Wexford.
That's great.
To our festival. Yeah. So, and it's the same every year. We always have a few groups there. There really is a tremendous interest in drama in County Wexford. So, Gorey Little Theatre is coming with Unbroken Circle. And this is a play where a family gather together for a father's funeral. And in the course of the day, an awful lot of things are revealed. And a lot of secrets are...
Interesting. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, so it's an engaging play there that a family were coming to terms with the troubled past. And then on the Sunday night, we have from Denimedi, our local group. There are Denimedi players who are a great group and have a long history in amateur drama. And they're putting on The Good Father by Christian O'Reilly. And this play, it's about two people from very different backgrounds who on a maybe one-night stand, and she becomes pregnant and she resists. They attempt to start a relationship, but she is not inclined to follow through with it.
Right.
But in the end, she's won over by the persistence, I suppose, and sincerity of the good father. And it's a play there that it was a happy ending, and it's one where you can be laughing and crying nearly at the same time. Like a mix of emotions.
Yeah.
And on Monday then, that's the 5th of March, we have a group coming from Shercock in County Cavan, the Chidean players, a well-established group as well. And they're doing a play called Una Puka by Michael Harding. And a lot of patrons of drama in Roscommon would be very familiar with Michael Harding, but he often comes to the theatre here to do a one-man. He's kind of a philosopher there. And he's very impressive. Men who are well exposed to on television, he's often on late show on different programmes. So people know him. And the play that he's presenting here is called Una Puka, and it's set at the time of the Pope's visit. And the background of the play is the Pope's visit, and there seems to be great harmony in the country and all the rest of it. But against that backdrop, there's a family there, the Kebbets, who are quite dysfunctional, and there's a lot of problems and so on. There at the time when the country is on its knees to the pontiff, there's another side that's been exposed here, and it's kind of a fantasy there where the Una, the main character, she kind of fantasizes, and so with fantasy there's no limits. All kinds of things can happen. That's on the Monday. On Tuesday then we have a regular group to our festival here, Compont Clare from Clare Galway, and they're doing one of the greatest plays of the 20th century, which is The Glass Menagerie by Tennessee Williams. And it centers around an American family, the Wingfields, and the father deserts the family, and a whole lot of relationships are strained as a result. And anyway, it's an interesting insight into a family in turmoil. On Wednesday, we have a group from Tipperary, from Holy Cross, Ballycahill Drama Group, and they're putting on a play called Bold Girls, which is set in Belfast at the time of the Troubles. And it centres on, I suppose, how some of the women had to cope with their husbands, some of them shot and some of them imprisoned. It's an interesting play there, and it deals a lot with lies and betrayal, and it's quite a gripping play. And Thursday, we have a very well-known group from Tubbercurry, the Phoenix Players. They're a long time on the go, and they're bringing a play by called Buried Child by Sam Shepherd. And this play won the Pulitzer Prize. It was a Pulitzer Prize winning play, and it again takes an American family and it's a play that can be very funny and very haunting at the same time. Like it kind of unravels what on the outside seems to be a very classic American family. You'll notice that an awful lot of the players have to do with families. And
I was just going to say, they're quite interesting storylines that we're all very familiar with. We all kind of have a relationship with a family, but we all know sometimes it's always not happy. Like, but they're very interesting storylines.
In families, there are things hidden and so on. But a lot of the things that are hidden, hopefully, are a lot of devastating. Some of the things that are revealed in some of these families. But and then on Friday, we have coming from Buntlody in Wexford, Buntlody Kilmeishel Drama Group, and they're putting on Rumours, which is a light-hearted farce. And it was one that our own local drama group did some time ago. And so a lot of the audience would be, especially the ones who always support our local groups, they would be well familiar with this. And I suppose a lot of our own in Roscommon Drama Group, the ones who would have taken part in the play would be very interested in seeing how it matches up with their own production. So it's a typical farce. All kinds of confusion, people coming in one door, going out the other, and all kinds of misunderstandings
right.
and so on. But hilariously funny. And we finish on Saturday with another stalwart from County Wexford, Kilmuckridge Drama Group. And they're putting on a fairly new play called The Seafarer by Conor MacPherson. A dark play, but kind of a black comedy, I suppose you could describe it as.
Okay.
And there's a lot of laughter in it, but a lot of it has to deal with people, men who have frustrated lives, really. The main character, Sharky Harkin, he comes back to look after his alcoholic brother who has gone blind. And in the end, he ends up with a card game, and a stranger comes in, and the stakes get high when, in the end, you wonder if he's playing for his soul.
Okay.
So it'll be an interesting climax.
Yeah, definitely.
So
and it's
that's
very.
That's the lineup.
And very interesting.
When I said that it's a community event, it certainly is. I just counted before I came out the number of sponsors who supported us this year, and it totaled up at around 70.
Wow.
About 70 sponsors. And who are they? They're all local people, local businesses, most of them family owned. I mean, it's one thing, and I have to say it, we really should remember when we're spending our money, we should remember that these are the people that support everything in the community.
And I was just going back there, I know you mentioned that you're opening up with John B. Keane playing, you mentioned that it's kind of sold out. Is there still tickets left for other plays then during the week?
Yeah, there are, and the booking is done through the Arts Centre. We don't, the Festival Committee doesn't have anything to do with it. It's all done through the Arts Centre.
Okay, so anyone who wants any more information can go through the Arts Centre.
Yeah, can go through the Arts Centre. And if you want, will I give the number for the Arts Centre?
Yeah, sure.
So the Arts Centre number is 090-66-25824.
Perfect.
And they can book online as well. And there are season tickets. They could be all gone now, but we also offer this year for the first time a season ticket covers the whole nine nights.
Wow.
So, but this time we came up with another offer of a five-night ticket.
Mm.
So where you could pick five players. And I think that's going pretty well as well, because a lot of people feel maybe they can't commit to the nine nights for one reason or another. There's something coming up. But they would be able to come maybe for the five nights. So that's it. And again, there's a whole, I suppose, side event to it too, that every night when the play is over, the group goes to the festival club, and the festival club are hosted in pubs around the town.
Oh, right.
And so what happens there is the group who are after putting on the play, the adjudicator this year is Brendan Murray, a very, what you could say, all adjudicators have to know their stuff.
Mm.
But Brendan is a lot of experience and a whole lot of qualifications. We did have him before, and he's an excellent adjudicator. So when the play is over, the adjudicator will give his public adjudication. The audience are there.
Mm.
And an awful lot of people love, you know, they love to hear the adjudication, because sometimes at the end of the play you might be wondering, you know, when you hear the adjudication, it gives you insights into the play and kind of things to look out for, maybe when in other plays.
Yeah, exactly.
So as well as the public adjudication in the festival club, whatever pub it's been in, it's been held in, the adjudicator will come there and he'll give the group a private adjudication.
Oh, really?
And in the private adjudication, he will go into a lot of detail and give them a lot of pointers and suggestions and encouragement and so on. And it's an opportunity too for people to meet the group informally and the adjudicator. And what it amounts to is a lot of late nights.
But still, it's good to have that enjoyment as well at the end of it, that they can kind of come there and make a real night of it as well.
Yeah, there's a whole course of side then, you know, attention to the festival.
Yeah, and I was quite surprised as well. You mentioned there the there's groups there coming from Wexford and Cavan. So it really is all over Ireland nearly when it comes to drama.
You see, and I should have told you that there are two, the festival is divided into two categories. They're called the open and confined.
Right.
And the open is for the more experienced groups. And they are, every group, every one of the groups that are participating in that open section has one ambition, that's to get points.
Mm.
And the points will, if they get enough points, they'll be able to get to the All-Ireland, which is held in May in the Dean Crow Hall in Athlone. And in the confined is for less experienced groups. And they are also competing to get to the All-Ireland, but the confined All-Ireland rotates around to different parts of the country. And it just escapes my mind now where it's been held this year. I just can't think at the moment. But so you'd expect, I suppose, the open players to be, they are the more experienced. Mm. You think, but often the confined would be excellent, would be just as good. And the winner of a confined, if you win the confined out the All-Ireland, you have to compete in the open then.
Okay.
The following year, you can't stay in the confined.
Oh, right. You know? Okay. And do you find then, from running the festival in Roscommon here, do you find then you get more people joining the Roscommon drama group then, or have more of an interest in drama?
Yeah. Well, I suppose there's a link. There's actually the Roscommon drama group and the Roscommon festival group. They're actually separate, even though there's a big overlap.
Yeah.
So you have people involved in them. Yeah, in the festival committee who don't take part in plays themselves, but obviously they have a great interest in drama.
But you
do have an overlap. Then you have the drama group, and a number of, as you'd expect, I suppose, a number of people that are on our committee and the festival committee are also members of the drama group and take part in plays. And of course it does stimulate interest. One of the things that you'd be watching out for, if you're directing a play and you're maybe stuck for somebody to play a part, you'd be kind of watching out for people that you have seen regularly attending the festival and say, oh, there's a person who must have an interest in drama. Maybe we could get them into the group. Yeah, and in fact, we have got people into the group through that route where we've seen their interest in it. Maybe meet them afterwards and say, look, if you're here nearly every night, would you ever think of joining up with the group?
That's very good indeed. Well, look, thanks, Tom, for joining me today. And best of luck with it. And hopefully, weather permitting, it'll all go ahead and you'll have Sabina Higgins down as well on Friday night.
Thanks very much, Niamh.
Ross FM, taking me through the afternoon.